Good morning. My devotional this morning is about having grace. Corinthians 12:9. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect. Rather glory in my infirmities than the power of Christ may rest upon me. Grace was given to us as a gift of love from God, not because we earned it, but because he is good of heart. We are taught to not only give grace to ourselves, but to others as well. As humans, we can forget to live out of this. Grace we've been given, instead we tend to be hard on our own spirit. We measure our success based on our accomplishments and achievements, which are worthy measurements for what makes a good life. When we look at our checklist, we can learn to be grateful for what we have accomplished and given ourselves. Grace for what we have not yet accomplished. God also gives us grace where we sin and fall short. Instead of remaining in guilt, he extends forgiveness when we repent. The same goes for recognizing the good work of others rather than their sins. We need to remember that we are all equal, and everyone sins. Our power is made in weakness. When we are at our lowest is the time to recognize God's gift of grace. We can rest on him always. Hebrews 4:16. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. God says we can have confidence that grace is extended to us. As believers, when we let go of our pride and let go of our control, this allows God to give us mercy that we do not deserve. We approach the throne in his case, God himself, and with our humble testimonies, teaches us how to abide in him. 1 Peter 4:10. As every man hath received the gift, even so minister the same one to another, as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. The gift of grace has been given to us by God, so that we may have it to others, may give it to others, even if we do not think they deserve it. Jesus was sent to the cross and died to save us from our sin when he did not deserve it. This suffering, however, he died this through the gift of sacrificial love. We need to know this when we do not want to be gracious to others, because God tells us to do everything in love. All the gifts we have been given, whether it be love, joy, peace, or patience, we need to share with the people around us so that they may see God's light shine through. We must have faith in God and be faithful to him by practicing the gift of grace to others, because this teaches us humility. When we are prideful, we tend to deny forgiveness to others, which only makes it more difficult for us to have grace. by being grateful and recognizing God's gift of grace to us, we are not letting pride get in our way. We need to be gracious towards ourselves and others, just as God has done towards us. Grace was mentioned 170 times in the Bible, so it must mean something. I could sit here all day and quote every scripture. I feel like them few short ones is enough for us all to take it in and have us thinking. Thank you.